Let's start here with this tier number one. Sir? A tour, yeah, okay, yeah, that's a Ricky Dai. Now, the diagram number one, did everybody get a... Oh, you didn't get it? Diagram number one, if you take a look, if the make show me, you see from in pipe number Aleph, right? Pipe Aleph is the pipe that comes down from directly from the roof, right? Filled with make show me. And this mikveh with the letter bet, letter base, right? This is the one that's the kosher one. This is the board. That's the kosher one. Now, you see that the other mikveh is filled up. You know, the usable mikveh is filled up with the pipe letter gimel, which is the regular pipe. Now, why it has to go through the letter dalet, we'll see right away. We'll talk about it. But you see that the water that comes in through whole hay, that's regular water. That's this water from the faucet. And the Zion, you see the letter Zion, the hole, that's the regular Hashoke. Okay? So this is the classic case of Hashoke. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, that you can, after it's filled up, you can clean either one because they are both kosher mikvahs. So if you want, you can leave one and clean up the other one, then you fill up the other one and clean up this one. In other words, you can clean up the mikveh bay, and then you can fill up the mikveh bet with the water through the whole Zion. Okay, is this clear? This is the regular Hashoket. What? This is on the same level. Now let's go to diagram number three. Tier 3.
You can end up by switching, by cleaning one and the other. You can end up that neither of them really has to make a shomim in them anymore.
Right. You know, you have no real make shomim, but you have a kosher mikveh anyway, because the moment you have already the shvoiteris and the big hole here in Zion.
Right.
And you made the Hashoke, you already have a kosher mikveh in the other side, so now you can clean this one. Yeah.
And the Shomim together in the roof, there any limitations?
Well, of course, a lot of limitations. You mean how it can be contained? In what? How do you transfer it?
There has to be a direct runoff into the pipe going down into the mikveh, or if they actually have a basin up on top?
You mean, can there be a basin? It is allowed. Maybe that's also something that we should talk about, just to have a general idea. Even though that's already noigea to the building of the mikveh, which okay. But maybe we'll bring it up now. Yeah, we'll see right away. Okay, that's we'll talk about it. We'll go on to the diagram number three. I'm skipping two. We'll go straight to number three. In number three, as you see, the kosher mikveh of make shomim, right, is bet, right? Pipe Aleph filled up this mikveh with make shomim. So you have the kosher boiler already. Now, instead of the regular water coming into the mikveh vov, you see the mikveh vov? It comes in through pipe gimel, right? And it does the same hamshoche that you'll see right away, the hamshoche on dalet. Just remember the name hamshoche. It comes into the mikveh, which is already kosher. And through whole ches, it goes into this mikveh. So what did you gain? You gain that it's not Hashoke. We'll see right away whether you're really gaining anything. But what you are really doing, this is real, right? You are really being Zoreya the water. In other words, you are making that the water that comes in from the city, from the regular water, should become part of the mikveh bed. And then when it comes into the mikveh vov, it's already kosher water. You don't need any Hashoke at all. Okay? Which means that, we'll see, if for instance, the level of the water involved never reached the level of the hole, you understand what I mean? It's still kosher, it's still okay. Why? Because the water that came in is kosher, as opposed to diagram number one, if the water involved does not reach whole Zion, it's not kosher. You understand the difference? Now, is it 100% clear that the difference between the two, what is real and what's called Hashoket? Now, in diagram number two, nothing was used. Neither Zriya nor Hashoke, nothing. What is it? This is just one big hole. Except that you see, between the two Zions, you see the two Zions in the middle, the two Zions are just holes, right? But between the two, it shows a cover, a very strong cover. And what you do is the following. You fill up this all the way with water, with kosher water, through pipe A. Pipe A is the one that signifies the make shomi. And then, now really, you have already a kosher mikveh. You don't need anything else. But there is a practical problem. The problem of cleaning it. So what do? You cover this with a cover, right? So there is a cover between Vov and Bet. So really now it becomes two mikvois. Okay? Now you keep going. You know, the water just fills up till the top of Vov. So what do you have? Sure, it's Hashoke, but it's, well, you can say it's more than Hashoke. It's all one mikveh. Do you hear?
Take one mikveh and break it in half.
You just take one mikveh and break it in half. That's what you're doing. So, you don't have to take off the cover at all. Just the opposite. You leave the cover, and the cover is strong enough to hold you, because you have to go into the mikveh there and stand on that cover, right? The cover is really your floor. The toivel's floor is the cover. What are we gaining? We are gaining that through a certain system, you can keep the water above at a certain point, whenever you want to. You can keep the water involved while emptying bit. Do you hear the practical application, right? There is a system that you can empty bait, right? Without touching Vov. Vov is still kosher because Vov was part of the same mikveh. All you did was put a cover between bait and Vov. So all you have to do next is let the water of Vov fall down, go back down to bait, and then you have again kosher mikveh. Then again you can clean Vov, put in new water, and that you have another practical way. Because what are we dealing with? We are dealing with the problem of cleaning it. If there be no problem of cleaning, you can go straight into the make shomi. The problem is getting a clean mikveh. Here you have a way of getting a clean mikveh.
So what's the difference between this and CR1?
No difference. No difference. By the way, according to many opinions, we are all, even Zerio works through the principle of Ashoke. And there is that it's all one. This is just different applications. We just call one Zerio, one Ashoke, and one, we don't call it anything. We call it like one mikveh, and that's all.
I can fill up mikvah now from Sino Gimel, right?
Sure you can.
So I'm sure
you're safe because bait is a good kosher mikvah,
like
right? Right.
Depending on the connection between Zion.
Now, you are depending, not really. you are depending on Zion in the beginning. You see, once there is a Hashoket, by the way, once you have a kosher Hashoket, and then the Hashoket disappears, right? Meaning, once you have filled up the whole thing and you cover it completely, you don't even need the whole Zion. You would need the whole Zion if you would need the connection. In other words, if you would still have to add water to both, then you would need the whole Zion to be mashikid, right? That was to connect it. But once Vov is filled up, you don't really need whole Zion. Clear?
The first thing from the top, that's also true, what you just said. Same will apply. I can fill up.
Theoretically.
I can fill up a mikveh hay, and once I make the hashaka from the whole Zion, I can close up whole Zion.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay, so now we have to understand still the what's called the hamshochet, which means the reason why they make sure that if you see in tier 1, for instance, you see the distance between the bottom of Gimel, the bottom of the pipe of the city water, you see, to hey, the hole that leads into the mikveh, you see that there is a certain distance. The same thing in tier 2, the bottom of Gimel, which is the pipe that brings the water from the city, to the vog, to hay, there is a distance, and the same thing you have in tier 3 between Gimel and the whole hay. Okay, so this is called Hamshoche, and let's read it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Dinim of Hamshoche.
This Sino Aleph, yeah. Not a clay. Wait, huh?
What?
Sino Aleph in the second one, not a clay.
Aleph? Alright, this is not a clay. I mean, let me just tell you, Bekitzer, why is it not a clay? It's not a kli, number one, because the halacha is like this. Anything which becomes part of the binyan is a binyan. And a binyan is not mekabel tumah. Right? So, theoretically, you can use anything as long as it's mechubor to the binyan. The problem is, we mentioned last week, the problem in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that when it has the shein kli, before it was part of the binyan, so since there is no real Shinui Hashem, once you make it part of the binyan, still you're going to call it a pipe. So that creates a problem. It's still called a pipe, even though it is part of the binyan. It's not bottled to the binyan because it's a Hashem. But if you, when they made the pipe, they had in mind that it was going to be used only for the binyan, right? Then it never had the same binyan betolus when it was separated, and it's okay. Or when it was not a pipe before it was part of the binyan. In other words, it's only pieces of metal. And as you build the building, you keep adding pieces of metal until it shapes into a pipe as part of the binyan. So here's the rule. The rule is anything which already had the same kli betolus, that it already had the same kli betolus, we do not use for tvilo de oraisa. It says it's only a tvilo de rabbonon, you can be soimech on that. But on a tvilo de oraisa, if you need tvilo de oraisa, anything which is part of the binyan, but it already had the same kli before it was part of the binyan, it's no good. Okay, so it's important, of course. This is why I'm telling you, you have to rely on the builder, on the rabbi who was machshir the mikveh before. You have to rely that he knew how to build a mikveh. So, but as I told you, it's a chazoke that any decent mikveh, that money was put into it, that says it's a big investment, anybody, that, and you know that there was a rabbi who was reliable in the city. There is a chazoke that the rabbi in this city who made a big investment, wasn't an amoris. He knew how to do it, or he called someone to ask him how to do it. So, even though you don't know exactly what kavones they had and how was it bought and how was it built, you can rely in their kavones. You have to rely on their kavones. Like Reb Moshe says, for instance, you know, there is a problem we're going to see also, if we have time, about ice. What kind of ice to use, if you use ice, because there's another method. Make shomim is not the only method. You can use snow, you can use ice under certain circumstances. But it's only, we are machmir that it has to be natural ice, right? You go to the river when it's frozen, you take chunks of ice, and you bring it into the mikveh. And it has to be, how you bring it into the mikveh, it's noigei alem ma'aseh. So how do you know? You don't know. You have to rely on the machshir. There is no way. In other words, this is why this is not noigei at all to you. You're going to come to a mikveh which is already made, right? So what you have to look for is that there should be a bore of kosher water, right? And when the real mikveh that you use was filled up, the bore of makeshomim wasn't empty, unfortunately. And there have been mistakes of that sort. It shouldn't happen, but it happened, right? The goy has cleaned out is cleaning the bore, right? And he forgot to tell the man who fills up the water into the mikveh that you use, and there is nothing. There is no hashoke, there is nothing. Right? So there's another mind of two boiroids. By two boiroids, this mistake can't happen, right? Especially if you have zrio. By zrio, for sure, you have to fill up first the makeshome. But in any case, those are the things that you have to keep in mind.
So the Rav HaMakshir has to watch when the builders make sure that the pipe was put in. He has to watch as they put in the pipe, make sure it wasn't a pipe before they put it in?
No, so it's more like... it's not that he has to watch. It has to be a something that wasn't that was made, like a pipe that's made for binyonim. It doesn't have to be really that it has to be a real kavona. It's begeder stam olishmo. If it's a pipe that is usually used for binyonim, for buildings, then it's assumed that it was made for buildings. And Reb Moshe says even more. And Moshe says that even if it's a pipe that sometimes it's used for binyonim, sometimes not. So he says like this: if it's like by dinei derabonon, when it's noigei dinei derabonon, we say yes breiro, you can rely on breiro that this is the one that was made for the building. But usually, you know, if you the rov knows that it is, if it's bekavone to use for the building, then it's called kavua only when it's in the building.
Does that include the bend of the pipe then, which is actually intended to be used?
Sure, okay. If it's used for a building, this is how it was made, then it's okay.
So, on all pipes installed in buildings,
made for, there are pipes that call the stool, I mean, things that are from above ground, there is such a thing, above ground pipes. In Shulchan Aruch, again, Reish Aleph, Sif Mem Dalet, I read to you Sif Mem Dalet, Ein Hamayim Sheuvim. What I'm just trying to read to you is the source for this Amshoche business. Why there has to be Amshoche of Timul Tfochim between the water and when it gets into the mikveh? The city water, right. Ein Hamayim Sheuvim. Poislim es a mikveh begimel lugim. There is a halacha that gimel lugim, maim shuvim, poislim es a mikveh. Gimel lugim, maim shuvim, poislim es a mikveh. But this is only when there is no arboin soul. Once you have arboin soul kosher, kol a maim shevoilom, all the waters in the world can passel it anymore. Clear, right? Once you have a kosher mikveh of arboin soul, you can't puzzle it anymore, because whatever you're going to add is going to become part of that mikveh. But if it's less, then our point is so gimel lugin puzzle the mikveh, and then whatever you add is no good anymore, because it's already mind suling. So it says like this: Eina mayim shuvim poislem esak mikveh begimel lugin ad sheyiplu letoicha mikveh meakli. This is only when it comes directly from the shiu, from the container into the kli. Avo im nigroru hamayim asheuvim chutz lemikveh. if you have a way of pouring the water chutz lemikveh, and then v'yordu lemikveh, and then afterwards they come down to the mikveh, it's going to say gimel tfochim. Then it doesn't pass all. But at sheiu machzo al machzo, avolimo you roi meaksheirim harei amikvo kosher, which means like this: even if you have 21 saw of mayim ksherim, and the rest is mayim nimshochim, you hear clearly. If you have kosher water, make shomim, of course. If you have mayim sheuvim, if you have only 21 saw and the rest is mayim sheuvim, it's a posele mikveh because you have more than 3 lugim. But if you have 21 make shomim and 19 mayim nimshochim, in other words, water that after it became shiuvi, it went through the hemshech on the ground before it fell into the mikveh, the mikveh is still kosher. Keitzad mikvo sheyesh bo chov so mashehu, a mikveh that has 20 so point something mayim ksheirim, so the mechaber paskens whether it's on the ground or even if it's a pipe which is not a kli, then if the water does not pass on the mikveh kosher. It's still kosher, it's okay. Said the Ramo, Avol, the Ramo, Avol im himshim chilo maim tzulim, but if first he makes the hamshoche, right? If he first makes the hamshoche, that's another Ramo. When he makes the hamshoche first and he fills up the water in the mikveh first with the hamshoche and then he adds mayim of the kshomim, then it's no good. You hear, it's only once you have 21 kosher mikshomim. Okay, then shiur hamshocho eino pochit megibul tfochim. So I told you it's gibul tfochim, it has to be the minimum. And the next aloche, the last one of hamshoche, is membo. Ein hamshoche moyeles elo al gabe karka oy al tzinor shehoy sheloy hoyolov shem kli betolush. Says the Ramo, the Yeshoim Rim, the ein hamshoche moyeles elo davki al gabe karka. I'm sorry, karka haroyu livloya mamish karka. In other words, sand or earth. But if you are going to build some kind of a like cement or something hard that doesn't absorb, that's no good, because the heter of hamshoche is only al gabe karka. Avolimim shichal ritzpas avonim she'ein royu livloya, it's not good. V'toyv lehachmir lechatchile. Now, so what are we doing? It's, of course, we are talking about a chumrah. We don't really need to do it, but it's a chumrah. What are we doing, right? By being mamshich the water of the faucet of the city water before it comes into the mikveh, we are adding an extra plus, an extra madrege, that it's not really mayim sheuvim that you are adding to the mikveh, because once it has amshoche, it's not even really mayim sheuvim. Okay, now
where's the road to say that?
Mm-hmm. You have. Wait. You already have. Don't forget. When do we do it? Exactly. But the point that you are adding is that you are not really putting in real mind shuvim. It's head shuvim, or whatever you want to call it.
So what?
Understand?
What?
That's not necessary at all. If you want to be
machmir,
now, if you are going to hold that the water of the make shomim is a kli, then you didn't help by Yam Shofet. Why? Because it started off with Suli. You understand? You didn't help anything. You understand? Ham Shoche only helps you once you have 21 roiv of my make shomim. So the chumre is a chumre below tam. You understand? It's a chumre that you're not being machmir. You're not doing anything. Because if you assume that if the pipe is a keli, then don't use the mikveh. You understand? So that's why it's not really necessary. But it's a hidur. I mean, anything is a hidur. You are still, because some people say that the psul is only medrabono. In other words, that midin toire ma'im hanim shochin is or it's kosher even kulo nimsha. You hear? Some people hold that even theoretically, you know how you can build a mikveh theoretically, midin toire, take water from the faucet, let it run on something which is not a keli, put it in your bathtub, and you have a kosher, well, not really a bath, but put it in the usable mikveh, and you have kosher mikveh. You don't need make shomim, you don't need ice, you don't need, right? No. It's only beterabonon that they say that it looks like shi'uvim, so they were machmir to have roiv of make shomim mamish. So you have a hidur. Even if you assume that the pipe is a kli, like you say, that they are mamshich in some places, right? Even the water of the make shomim, just in case the pipe of the make shomim is also a kli, just in case. So b'di'eved, the waters are in shochim and they go into the mikveh. And b'di'eved, midi'oraisa, you have a kosher mikveh, even though midi'orabon or not. So, Midoraisa, the Hidur is a Hidur. We're talking only Hidurim Shabi Hidurim, of course. Now. Oh, so that's what, again, it's only a Hidur. Oh, you mean for what? For, by the way, for Tvilas Ezra, it's brought down the lofi. Yes, you can. Right? For instance, for Tvilas Nido, Tvilas Zibo, Tvilas Deraisa, you can. Anyway, what can I tell you? I never saw such a hater. I never saw such a hater, even though, well, listen, there is a point where you choose the least bad alternative. So of course it's better that than not to be toivel at all, because there are shitas that told me the rice. You were Yosef Filip, right? So of course it's better than nothing. According to many shitas, me the rice is a kosher mikveh. Now it's a hole in the ground, right? That you fill up with water from the faucet, that you let run for 3 tochim, me the rice. According to many shitas, you have a kosher mikveh. Now. So this is the so therefore the point is like this. Do you hear clearly this idea, so we can go one step further? Now Reb Moshe even brings down in one of the tshuvas, he brings down a svore. Now just to recall the Raivat Shite, you remember the Raivat's Chumre. The Raivat's Chumre is that since there is an Isur the Rabbonon of putting a saw and taking out a saw, right? You have a kosher mikveh, let's say, and you keep taking out and putting in, taking out and putting in, and you still have a kosher mikveh. Theoretically, midin toire, you have no problem at all, because every water that you put in, as long as you put in first, let's say you have 40 saw, and you put in a saw, and then you take out a saw. Put in a saw, you take out a saw. You can go do it a million times. It's still good midoraisa, because every saw that you add, it's okay. Okay? Except that there is an Isur. Why? Because it looks like Shi'uvi. It's like a Begeder Marisai. The Chachomim answered it as Marisai. Okay? It looks like Shi'uvi. The Raivat is Machmir by Zerio, that's the way it looks. Why? Because what happens when you are Zoreya? When you are Zoreya, you keep adding water. Yes? Let's go back to now we have the diagram so we can clarify it 100%. You see, let's take a look at the mikveh number 3 here, right? What happens with the water that comes from Gimel into Bet? It's putting in a saw. What happens the moment you put in a saw? Another saw goes out through Ches. You follow me? So you are really puzzling Bet. You are puzzling the make shomim through that. You hear the Chumrat HaRaita? In other words, if you go on enough, because of course even the Raivat talks about if you go on more than 20 saw, right? Because if you only did it 19 times, it's okay, because even with the Evet you only have 19 shuvim. But if you go on 21 times, according to the Raivat, you have a posel and mikveh midrabonon. So what ends up? That if you have Zeriye, what do you have in bed? A posel and mikveh midrabonon. Are you following me? According to the Raivat, you have midrabonon, apostle and mikveh. So once you have apostle and mikveh, then that's it. You have the whole thing. The whole thing is gone. Brings down Reb Moshe Asvore that now that we are being mamshik the water from Gimel, you hear, in the tier number 3. So comes out that maybe even the Raivat will be moide. That since the water that you are adding is only Nimshach water, so the Chumrah of the Raivat won't apply. The Chumrah of the Raivat is only when you take Maim Shiuvim Mamish and you put in and you take out. But this is Maim Nimshachim, right? So it, maybe even the Raivat will be Moide. Okay? Now, somebody wrote it to Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe says, probably you're wrong, because that won't help you, because Nimshochin only works up to 19 saw, you understand? Since you keep adding more water, you keep cleaning the mikveh, adding more water, so that won't help you according to the Raivat, okay? But that is another svara, meaning there is a hidur, that there is a possibility, even according to the Raivat, that since you are adding the word through Hamshoche, then you are not even over on putting a saw and taking out a saw. Is this clear? Now, there is even another Chumre that Reb Moshe brings it down. It's mentioned in Chassam Sofer, I saw in the Chumras HaRashbam. What is the Chumras HaRashbam? The Rashbam, I thought that it's in Rashbam in Bove Basra. Anyway, in Reb Moshe, it's in Simen Kufyut Beit, in the Tshuva. He brings down that there is that this Chumras HaRashbam. Chumras HaRashbam is that which we say that once you have a kosher mikveh, no matter how much you add, it's kosher. Says the Rashbam, this is only up to the amount of the existing mikveh. Meaning, if you have a mikveh of 100 saw, you can add up to 100 saw of Mayim She'uvim. This is the Chumras HaRashbam. That this statement, that kol Mayim She'bo'ilom won't parcel an existing mikveh, this is a theoretical, meaning if you have a mikveh of a million saw, so even a million saw, up to a million saw won't pass, but over a million saw will pass. Now, lemaise, the amount of water that you add through Zerio to the mikveh is much more than the amount of the mikveh, you understand? Meaning, the amount of city water that is going to be added to mikveh not bet is much more than what bet already has. So according to the Rashbam, You are not, it's a problem. So this is a hindur now that you are being mamshichit, right? So it's even better according to the Rashbam. Okay? In other words, I'm just showing you the different hidurim that you are adding by being mamshich the water on the cement. Okay? And
why does it take off the chumras Rashbam?
Because maybe the chumras Rashbam is only on real shuvim, but not real shuvim, right? So it's a hidur even in the Rashbam. So again, if you don't have it, is it still a kosher mikveh? Of course it's a kosher mikveh. But there is an inyan of a hidur. It's an inyan of a hidur.
First mikveh, yeah. He says you're allowed to clean the base with the original.
Yes.
With the derivative, you lose the derivative.
I mean, the rivet you lost anyway to a shocker.
You need a shocker for the rivet because you want to have.
Oh, that's what you mean. So that's what you mean. Yeah, the point is like this. Yeah.
You have to close it. You have to close it when you add the new water. You have to close the hole, and then you open it only to make a shocker. Maybe while Anashim is getting to the mikveh also, but you have to leave the same the original water all the time.
Well, according to the rivet. What do you mean? In the original mikveh? So, the point is like this. No. I mean, according to Rabbi, you know, meaning, if you're assuming, you mean, that according to the Rabbi, once Hashoket is no problem with not also, once you have Hashoket for a second, what do you need again?
It's not a problem. Why is Hashoket you allowed to be in the second mikveh, but we have the original 40 soul.
What for? Why do you need the original 40 soul? Once you have a shock, you are not in the second mikveh.
So what's the problem about here? While getting water, new water,
what do you mean?
You still have the 40 seah. You have 41 seah.
According to the Rivas, the problem of Zriyeh is the boy with make shomim, not the second boy. Of course, once they make shomim, it's possible to the second boy. According to the Rabbi, the problem is the first board, the make shomim board. They keep adding water and taking out water, so the make shomim board is possible. If you assume, again, I know it's getting a little complicated, if you assume that Hashoket takes care of the Rabbi's problem, we spoke about it last time. According to the Chazon Ish, even Hashoket won't take care of the Rabbi's problem. Remember we spoke about it? Why? Because the Hashoket, the whole of Hashoket, also makes the water go back and forth. Right? So like the Chazon Ish says, maybe a few times you can be toivel without having a problem.
This is what he says.
Okay, so if you close it.
You close it, you open once and then you close it again.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to close it right away, so you're taking care of the Chazonish's Chumre, I mean, according to the writer. Okay, could be, but again, once you clean it, so again, you're gonna be
meshach. That's the original 47.
Right, but then you fill up the mikveh that you are going to use.
No.
Then again, you have to be meshach.
No, just open and close.
Right, but eventually, right? Eventually, the water is gonna go back and forth enough times to create a problem of locaso, noises over locaso. Eventually, we have a problem. Chazon Ish says it will only help you a few times. That was according to Hashoket, it will only help you a few times. So, alright.
Yeah. Last time says that you can only have enough water to the measurement in the original Mayan.
Right. You have to
combine.
No, you can combine up to the amount of the original make shomim. But if you have more than the original make shomim, on that the Chachomim didn't say kol mayim sheboilo. That's a chumre. It's a shita. It's a, according to Reb Moshe, that's the only shita. That's the only the Rashbam said it. So even though we are not conscious for the Rashbam, but why not be mehader from shoket? So this is the reason why in the mikvahs you are usually machmir and you do have hamshoche. Like you said, there are some mikvahs that have even hamshoche on the make shomim one. They have a hamshoche of the make mikvah. Moshe even has a shaile that they made a hamshoche like this. that they have the pipe of make shomim coming outside of the binyan, and then it comes from the outside into the mikveh in order to make the hamshoche. So somebody asked them, why aren't we choshed that somebody will just pour regular water through that hole? So he says, right, I'm just telling you the possibilities, what you have to be, you know, you're machmir in this, you're coming up in something else. So, okay, basically this is the halakha of Hamshoche. So I want to read to you a few of the tshuvos of Reb Moshe on this subject. Once we have the ideas, it should become interesting. Now, I found one tshuva of Reb Moshe is very interesting. Somebody asked him a child about mikveh, and he says like this, I won't answer you. All I'm going to do is tell you how to build, what a mikveh should be like. Once this is fulfilled, all these conditions are fulfilled, the mikveh is kosher. So I don't have to go into the details. It's an interesting and instructive tshuva. This is in a Simen Peites in a Yoredei, where the Yoredei is what do you call it, together with the other one. So he says like this. Again. That's no. I mean, we can't be machmir according to the Rambam. It's very, very difficult. So we're not machmir according to the Rambam. I mean, it's a hidur anyway. You understand? So we're from the mechaber. The Rambam presented as a yesh oimer. It has to be mamish, absorbing ground that can absorb. You're right. I mean, we're not. I haven't seen the chumrah of the Rambam. I mean, it's very difficult to imitate. So he says, I'm not going to answer you the maise. Avol mikol mokoy mechtov iker hadin lelamed bedim mikveh bichlal veloy lehoyeret mikveh zu. I don't want to tell you about your mikveh. You have a rabbi there, take care of it. I'm just going to tell you how to build a mikveh. So in the beginning, it just says that how big it has to be. It has to be enough to go into it. Now, then it goes on like this. Hamayim hakshayrim tzor lehafik alidei make shomim shiordu me'agag yosho lehavoyer alidei tzinoyer she'ein shom mokoyim lekabel afilu kol shiumayim v'matzinoyer hu shel matches tzoresh yetzinoyer hanaso hanase lehishaber. This I told you. It has to be a tzinor that originally it's bought in a place where it's only made for binyonim. Right? If it's a tzinor that's used betolush, then of course it is a shame kli betolush. Vim lo yodua lemanase, tzorech lasis beyichud lechaber legagze. And if you don't know, if it's a sofek, I told you, since here it's a tefila deraise, and mederaise ain't brero, so therefore you have to do it. Mam is something that was made for this purpose. Now, ve'im mikerach, what about if you do it with kerach? Shorech lehasit kerach tibi. You have to find real from. You have to go to the lake when it's frozen, to the river, right? And why? Because his machmir. That's also in the Shulchan Aruch a machloikes whether kerach has the din water. Some Rishonim learn that Kerach is only Mutter Keshenipsha, when it's already melted. Right? So therefore, as long as when it was melted, it was in the kosher boar, it's okay. But some people say that theoretically, you can go into snow. And actually, you can go to the mikveh in snow kufet. Right? So therefore, this ice itself, except that the ice doesn't cover your body, but theoretically, it's still a material that's kosher to mikveh. Since it's a material kosher to mikveh, you can't pick it up with a kli. You can't pick it up with a kli because you pass it. It's shiuvim. So therefore he says you can only pick it up behoilocho al imakarka or agabitavlo shekoro al gabikarka. And then in another place he says, or in certain kalim that have holes in the bottom, so it never was a real base kibul. Now there's a problem, how to bring the ice, he said. And since it's a problem, oh, here it is. ורק כשיש יש להתר גם בכלים של נצורים נקובים, ולכן לא יטוב לך תחיל לעשות משלג ומקרח. Since it's a problem how to bring it in, better don't do it with ice and snow, even though it's made in many places like that. Elohim, make shomi. What? You put it on a truck and you take it down with your hands. You have no shiloh.
And a flat board.
Flatboard, it says it. A flatboard system.
What about
Yeah, there is such an opinion. I told you it's a machlokes whether shelik is only when it's melted or the shelik itself, right? Yes, of course. Majority of Rishonim matir b'shelik itself, even before the Hapshorah.
Can we go back to the pipe on the roof? When it comes out of the board, there's a board made of shamim on the roof. And that pipe is probably going to have to extend. That pipe has to be built into the building itself, or can it be from the... Or does it have to be like underneath the board, already into the walls of the building? So it can extend out from the board and then into the building. Understand what I'm saying? You have a board that's sitting on top of
a board?
The water is collected on the roof. Now you have a pipe that comes out of that bore and leads down to the building. So there'll probably be a part of that pipe that is not in the building itself, but is on top of the building.
Okay.
So is that a problem?
It's not a problem. There is whatever is considered a chibur. You need a halacha to get chibur.
If you have a chibur, make it into a pipe that's in the building.
Right, that's always good enough. Now, and then he brings down. Oh, and then it brings down. It's like a chazor in what we spoke about. The achashi yushomem so main sherim im ein magin le'anekev lehoylech mishom le'amikvah shetoylim shom yochol itsoya hakran. You can open up the faucet of the meho ear. The yukshir of Israel. That's what he describes, Israel. And then he brings down the shnei drochim, either through Israel or through Hamshocho. Even though at the Kiradin you can have either Zriya or Hamshocho, but there are some of that have two boyrois. Vehu kedei lotzei chshashitas arayva uchshashitas Rabbein Yeruchem. Oh, Rabbein Yeruchem. He says, you are gaining Rabbein Yeruchem. Rabbein Yeruchem says like this. It says like this. The Shach brings him down. It's only in that case. What happens after the Hashoke if you close it off? Or more in some Hashoke once you have Zriya. But if you want Hashoke Mamesh, where's the Hashoke? So it's very possible that the mikveh was too high and it made it very uncomfortable for certain women or men to go in there. So after it was there was a hashoke, they took out some of the water. Okay? That is kosher. That's okay. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim says v'yesh oishrim. Now there is a yesh matim, v'yesh oishrim. There are some who say it's no good. It's not a hashoke. It has to be constant. Okay? Now, now, even though we don't pass like this, chumra of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Here Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself doesn't say this. He brings it down. Right? But if you have that, right, then you are relying on the Zriya according to Rabbeinu Yeruchem. You understand? In other words, since you don't have a real Hashoke, so you're relying on the boyer of the Zriya. But theoretically, if you have a boyer Hashoke, here, if you have a boyer Hashoke, and so this is what he means. Lot says Shashitas Arayvan, Uchshashitas Rabbeinu Yeruchem, on the possibility that the water now won't reach the hole, so therefore you have Zriya according to Rabbeinu Yeruchem. Avolein Chiyuv Lasoiskein, Ki Bei Shito is both the Raivad of the Tzmachmir on Zriya, and Rabbeinu Yeruchem and Tzmachmir on Ashoke, after it, if the hole is closed.
Okay,
ubeorim ktanim vadayin lehachmir lehachbidau itzo. In the small cities that they don't have enough money, for sure it's sufficient to have one or the other. Now, what he does add in the end is very important. Beina mikvo beina bor shel aksherim. Whenever you have a chance, check in both. That what? Shelo yeshum sedak. It shouldn't be any cracks. Open cracks that actually you can tell that water is going out is zoichlin. And we say that a mikveh of mekshomim is not metayer bezloichlin, only bezboren. So, and this is actually, if you can tell that it's water is going out, then you mamishev zoichlin, it's not kosher. And that happens, unfortunately, that you have cracks. You have cracks in the main mekshomim, you have cracks in the mikveh that you use. You have to check, there shouldn't be any cracks. We're not talking about little cracks that you can't even tell. That's not called. Even if you see that the water actually is going out. Now, if you don't see it going out, but you see that the level is down, if it's not something obvious, if it's not royal near Elohim, you don't have to worry about it. But sometimes it's actually near Elohim. You see a big hole. That you have to be sure that if you're in a small town that there is no actual mashgiach for the mikveh all the time, so that you have to make sure yourself. That is a very, it's very common. Zoichlin is a very common problem by mikvahs. And how can you tell for sure? So you can tell if in a very short period the water does come down, in a very short, we're not talking about months. We're talking if you fill up the mikveh and a few hours later you see that the level is down, that's considered near Elohim. That's not called Eino near Elohim. And it's more important than mikveh that you are using than the real bor. Why? Because even if the real bor has a sedak, the chances are that this is became lately, and your mikveh is already there for a while, right? And once it's done with hashoke or zriya, your mikveh is already kosher. So that's right. What?
No.
If the crack developed after your mikveh is already full, right?
But it's one mikveh. If the shock is open, it's one mikveh.
Yeah.
It's one mikveh.
That's the one. Zoichlin is not metami. In other words, shmaim. In other words, zoichlin is not something that goes over. That the psul goes over. It's not mamish one mikveh. In other words, in the one mikveh mamish is one mikveh. It's not called one mikveh. It's four, it's two mikveh, it's not one mikveh. Any mechitza makes it two. You see in the Mishnah, you have three mikvois with a mechitza between
them. This is one mikveh, that you can make a shock even the second mikveh is. The measures are smaller than the measure of the kosher. You can make me so.
What do you mean?
Because it's one mikveh.
Not because it's a one mikveh. Not because it's one mikveh. Uh-huh. Because hashok is a heter. Not because it's one mikveh.
No, but
it's a mikveh. If you see what it says, some people learn because it's like keilu, like it's miyachet, but it's not because the mechitza does separate it. So it's brought out that zoichlin in one, let's say you have a few boiros, theoretically one that's zoichel should puzzle everybody else, right? So we don't say now zoichlin is just a psul in itself, right? It doesn't puzzle me, but there's a very interesting. Shaila Bar Moshe, I'll tell you over right away. A very interesting question. That Punkti, it's a letter written to Myra Shiril of Hashem, Rav Ruderman. The question that Rav Ruderman asked him is like this. What would be, he says, many mikvois, there is like this, he says. What happens if you take a look? I mean, he ties like this. If you take a look in Tzior 3, for instance, right? It comes out that while you are filling up the mikveh bay, right away the water goes into through the whole thing. So comes out that when is mikveh vov being filled up? Through zoichlin. So that's what he brings down. Now he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Malei Adumim, the one who asked Rav Ruderman, and Rav Ruderman asked Rav Moshe. It says all in the. It's what's his name? Let me find it for you. It's interesting. He's Nochum Rabinowitz. Nochum Rabinowitz. So he asked the Kshayli to Rav Ruderman, and Rav Ruderman probably asked for Moshe. So he says, noch Rabino Shlili, Choshat Beoitzerech Olizriye, Shememeno Yoitzim Amayim Yosho Lebeisat Vilo, Deloy Mitarim Yosho Mishum Daben Zoichli, right? The time is not Zoichli, the whole time it's Zoichli. So, right, it's in a Kufyut base. So he says a beautiful swara, a real longish swara, says Rav Moshe. It says like this. Find like this. There are, you know, there is a halochet, for instance, what about if you have a kosher mikveh and all of a sudden wine came into the mikveh, it became more makis, right? Umareyim kemareyayim poishlin esam mikveh. So it says, so what do? You add, you keep adding maim she'uvim here, clearly. You keep adding maim she'uvim until the color of the wine dissipates. Right? So, it's very shver. I mean, if the maim, if the mikveh was possible, you are saying that the wine made it possible, so how can you kasher it with maim she'uvim? So the Moshe is like this, there are two dinim here, a real long dishevor, it says there are two dinim here. There is a din of mikveh sheiro, and there is a din of I need a kosher tvile. Do you hear the two din? Right.
That's the
din. Oh, now the din in the heads of the mikveh, right? And there is a din in my action of being toivel. The psul of wine is not a chesorn in the mikveh. The mikveh is still a kosher mikveh, but I'm toivel on something that doesn't look like a mikveh, so it's a chesorn in my tvile, not in the mikveh. So still the mikveh is kosher, so therefore there is no chesorn if I keep adding water from she'uvi. I mean, and it's clear, it says you can add mine from she'uvi. So it's, what? What do you mean?
Why the wine being there?
So that's what you see. In other words, if you're going to clear, is wine a chesorn in the mikveh, or is a chesorn in the chetzo, or is a chesorn in the maise, in the gavro?
So
the raya is that you can add she'uvim. The raya is that you can add she'uvim. I hear. But I say, the raya that you can add she'uvim is that. So he says the same thing. Zoichli says. Zoichli is not a chesorn in the mikveh. The mikveh is still kosher. He says. You hear? That's why he answers the question of Rabbi Rabinowitz to Abu Lev. The mikveh of Zoichlin is still kosher. Zoichlin has a chesorn in the tvile. Right? I need for the Zoichlin, so I am not be'ashboiret. Not that a mikveh needs to be be'ashboiret. The mikveh, the water is kosher. You know what the Moshe says? It's a real omniscient story. So he says, therefore, who cares if the water went into the mikveh, the second mikveh, right? In the diagram in the mikveh vault. It went in through Zechilo. Zechilo is not a chesor in the mikveh. Of course, if somebody would be nitval at the time in the mikveh of Mekshomim, it would be possible tvile. You hear? But that's only because my tvile is possible, not because the mikveh is possible.
No.
The point is, once the Zechile stops, it's Be'ashboren. But the point is, the Zechile continues until it fills up. Right. Oh, you mean every hamshoche?
Yeah,
every hamshoche. Good, but good. So you say the hamshoche is not a mikveh. When the mikveh has a zechile, I mean the hamshoche is not a mikveh. That's how hamshoche goes through zechile. But when a mikveh has a zechile, we thought pass of the mikveh. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is. So therefore, we have a posel and mikveh. How can a posel and mikveh create a kosher mikveh? I hear what you are saying, that every amshok is a zechile, but it's a zechile in water, not in a mikveh. But here you have a zechile in the mikveh. When you make zerio, here every zerio is a zechile in the mikveh. So what Rabbi Nochum Rabinowitz wanted to do is,
mikveh best would be possible because from mikveh best have the zechile,
right?
Not the new mikveh.
No, the old mikveh is possible. So now he created the new mikveh through Absul. That's what he started. Anyway, but you hear that it's a very important svore, the Rabbi's svore, that there are certain psulim that are only the psulim, the maise, not in the chepetz of the mikveh itself. The mikveh is still a kosher mikveh. Zechile is not a concern in the mikveh.
Doing the tzvile, if it would be
zechile, like you're not going to be yoytze. But you are not going to be yoytze. None of the mikveh is possible. It's your, you are not your
Yotze. So when you have two mitzvahs and you make a shofir, and we said that while you are in the mikveh, water goes from one mikveh to another mikveh. So you have.
Oh, so that's good. That's already mentioning that that's not called zechile, because zechile through your nitvile is not called zechile. Let's forget that stickle guy to it. A zechile caused by your movement. Yeah, because you are going into the water and going out from the water, that's not called zechile. This would be a zechile without the person.
And no, but the zechile happens because of the heat one water and the.
That's not called, that's called zechile near the eye. You don't see it in the water changing from one to the other. Now, here's another interesting shaila, the shaila of the swimming pool. This is in Simen Kuf Yu. Says like this. I mean, you have a swimming pool. I mean, lechore should be the easiest thing in the world that a swimming pool should be kosher. Just make a little boy next to it. You make a shoke, and that's it. I mean, you have a kosher mikveh in the swimming pool itself. I mean, all you have to make sure that it doesn't have covers, kelim, you know, metals that are oile kabel tume or whatever it is. I mean, it's not. I mean, theoretically, it should be the easiest thing in the world to make a swimming pool kosher. So he says like this, but the problem is the filter. That's what he says. Avol yes filter that through electricity yotzi mamayim el filter umitznaki shomamayim el lichluch v'choizir el swimming pool. So there are a few problems with it. So the real problem is the filter, he says. So he says like this. I'm not sure loimuven likehoigen oifen asiyo. I'm not sure how it works, the filter, he says. So I think that there is a problem of she'uvim, right? He named him who kli she'cholim v'shtamesh boy beloy chibur. How does a filter work, he says? I don't know, he says. If a filter works, that it's built into the swimming pool, right? Then it's not even a mekabel tumah. It's a binyan. You hear? So even the filter won't answer. But if it's a filter that can be used independently of the swimming pool and you put it into the swimming pool, No.
Once he has a question,
he's worried about noise and some not also.
No, what's the difference between.
No, it's not real noise and some not.
We add water from the bed. What we do in the question mixer.
I don't understand. This is mamish noise and some not also. This is mamish what it is. You're taking out, you're putting in. Taking out, you're putting in. This is mamish the Bible. It's not a Bible. This is the holiday. No. This is a real holiday. By Zriya, we say it doesn't matter, because by Zriya, we say, now if it's not the right one, that once most of the mikveh is already fine, so good, so but we are machmir according to the Rebbe.
So this is only for the Rebbe.
Right. Good. I mean, but we are machmir according to the Rebbe. So Ulechein, he says. Oh, so he says like this. Our kol ponim, since. Now there is a shita, by the way, there is a shita that I forgot to tell you this. There is a shita that holds that even if you have the kavone to put it in the binyan, right? As long as it is a shein keli, even your kavone won't help you. This a pshat that they say in the Rambam. Here, once it is, even if it is a shein keli and you don't have the kavone. I'm sorry, and you do have the kavone to put it in the binyan, a keli is a keli, she'uvim is she'uvim. So he says, according to this shite, right, so it won't help you even if it was made in order to put the filter into the swimming pool. And he says, zechilo, that's not called zechilo, because there's another problem. Zechilo, the filter works all the time, right? So that's already a zechilo. The water goes into the filter and out of the filter. So he says, Yoiser noite, my sfori is that Ramoshe Shein Kamsu. Why? Kimun the boim leha filter rechoisen le mekoimum, since it's the same water than Nichnas Meyoitse. This is not considered, right? Kilise Bramo. So this I will ktsas yesh li stapek ulai me'ad davke, maybe this is a large amount. All right. So he says, so al pi iker hadin it would be okay, he says, except for the problem of the chumres of the shita sarad Rambam that says that legabe she'uvi mitera shame of kli. Betolush, even if you had bekavone to be mechaberet, it's still no good. So anyway, he doesn't like the use of the swimming pool for a mikveh. But I mean, it's a lower posture that if you shut off, you shut off the filter, you mummy shut it off. I mean, according to Rav Moshe, there's no problem whatsoever with it. What? Let's say the problem of zechilo, right?
No.
You don't have the problem of zechilo. But what about the shi? What if you're talking chinale? The problem of shiva you're going to have anyway, according to it. Also, this is a shita. Let's say he brings down the shita saramba that even though the gaber kabbalah stumim, that's the fact. What you are saying that kabbalah stumim, it won't be mekabel, but shiuvim is more chomu than kabbalah stumim. There is such a shita. He brings down.
The problem of the metal covers that
contains the thing. By the way, a very important heter from Rav Moshe. You know, Rav Moshe has a legabe ksomim also, a tremendous heter, that all synthetic materials aren't mekabel tumah. You know the heter of famous heter of Moshe. All synthetic materials are not mekabel tumah, and he brings it down like a mikvois also. If you make anything, pipes, anything you want with synthetic materials, you have no problem whatsoever. See what comes out. Not everybody is masking, by the way. You know, you have the same heter by ksomim. You know that Rav Moshe is matir ksomim if it's on nylon, for instance? So, according to Rav Moshe, you can use any synthetic material and you have no problem with kabbalah stumah. So you can have plastic covers, plastic this, plastic that. Plastic is no problem whatsoever. Tremendous heter that he brings down in Kufyutes and in a few other places. It says, and he says even rubber. Oh, and that's another heter that he says that according to his opinion, rubber is also ain't no mekabel tumah. Rubber is not mekabel tumah also. You can have even rubber pipes and rubber things in the thing.
So
that's a problem. So he says, get rid of the metal. And but he says, lechatchile, get rid. No, it's somebody asked him. So he says, really, you don't have to. But why should you use metal when you can use a synthetic material and have no problem whatsoever? No, he says, lechatchile. He says, if it doesn't have a base kibbutz, if it's made for to be mechaber, you have nothing to worry about, right? But but why should you get into any sfeikas at all when you can make it with synthetic materials, and synthetic materials are mechaber to it? Big heter of Rav. Okay, we'll stop here.